He didn't have any money, so it was an emergency.
In a pinch over a cash crunch.
He asked me to send money.
That's not true.
Via Western Union.
That's not true.
Look in my eyes.
But now.
You're really not too small.
How so?
The pressure's really on.
If you tell the truth, you don't have to have a good memory. Now, that's something that men and women have a problem with, but mostly men.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 25-year-old Darren Barilla is suing his ex-boyfriend, Diego Dixon, for an unpaid loan and for causing damage to his car when he threw his luggage at it.
Order. All rise.
That's case number 187 on the calendar, the matter of Barilla versus Dixon.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Mr. Barilla, you and Mr. Dixon met, according to what I read in your complaint, on the internet. Is that correct? You live in Maryland?
Yes, Your Honor.
And Mr. Dixon, you come from New York?
Yes, Your Honor.
When did you meet on the internet?
We met, I want to say May 7th, online. We talked for a couple days. Then I was going on a trip to Atlanta.
Just a second. Okay. Don't get ahead of me.
Okay.
You know, I'm a very simple girl. I have my own routine. You met online on the 7th.
Yes.
And then you continued to chat online. Did you ever speak on the phone before you met in person?
Yes, we spoke on the phone.
When, for the first time?
May 7th. We spoke on the phone, and we also...
So you spoke on the phone the same day that you met online?
Yes,
You exchanged pictures?
Yes.
Did you make an appointment to meet each other in person?
Yes, I was going on a trip to Atlanta on May 9th. So when I went down there, I met up with the defendant.
What were you doing in Atlanta?
I was working for my sister.
Were you living in Atlanta?
Temporarily, yes.
For how long?
I got to Atlanta in September, and I left Atlanta in June, or the last week of May, I'm sorry.
So because Mr. Barilla was going to be in Atlanta on business, you decided it was mutually convenient for you to meet for the first time in Atlanta. Met in Atlanta for the first time, but it was a temporary residence for you.
Correct.
So it didn't cost you any money to get there, and you were going there on business?
Correct.
Okay. At some point, Mr. Barilla, you claim that the defendant asked you for money.
Yes.
When was that?
This was May 16th.
Where were you when he asked you for money?
I was actually at work, but I was back in Maryland. He asked me to send money.
That's not true.
Via Western Union.
That's not true.
Listen to me. Look in my eyes. I'm going to give you a chance to tell me your side of the story. If you follow the rules. If you don't follow the rules, which is you speak out and you think that this is some sort of discotheque where you can do whatever you want, then I'm just going to say goodbye, follow the exit sign and give him what he wants. He's going to have a chance to say all kinds of terrible things about you that you won't have an opportunity to give me your side of the story. You don't want that to happen, do you?
No, Your Honor.
Great. So why don't you just wait your turn? I'm going to come back to you. So he called you on the phone, according to you, at work?
Yes.
And said?
He called me from somebody else's phone, actually. So when I answered, I didn't know who it was. He told me he was in trouble, he didn't have any money, he needed minutes on his phone right away because he had to do work for his sister. He had to be in contact with her, so it was an emergency. He asked me to send him $250. I told him I could not send him $250, so I sent him $100 instead. I have the receipt to prove it. I have the evidence.
Well, I'd like to see that receipt, sir. Okay, so you sent him?
I sent him $100.
Well, it actually came to more with the transfer. It's $140 to send him $100.
Correct.
Why don't we stop right there? So now I'm going to come to you, Mr. Dixon. You were very anxious to tell me.
Very.
That was not true. And before we get to the second part of his claim, which is really for damage to his car, I'm going to let you tell me your version of the $100.
Thank you. So Mr. Barilla did send me the $100, but as far as...
Just a second. He did send you...
He did send the $100.
He did send you the $100.
Correct.
He didn't give it to you in person. He sent it to you...
Correct.
...by Western Union.
Correct.
And he sent it to you by Western Union because...
because I was in a situation where I lost my wallet just for the weekend, and I had no ID with me as well, and the bank was closed. Me and Mr. Barilla were, you know, talking at the time, so I stated to him what I was going through in that situation, and he offered to send me the $100. I never asked him for $100, and I want to be clear.
No, no.
Sorry, I apologize.
No. Just a second.
You had your chance. Let me talk.
Of it when a game plan comes together. Keep talking about the $100.
So I stated to Mr. Barilla the situation that I was in, and he offered to send me $100. There was no discussion as far as a payment back, Mr. Barilla...
Mr. Dixon, I know that you didn't expect Mr. Barilla to have the Western Union receipt.
I did.
Which has... Well, then you're really not too smart. You're really not too smart.
How so?
So I'm going to read you what you swore to in your answer. That's why you're not too smart. I met him. I was living in Atlanta at the time he came to visit. We had a great time that night and mutually decided to be friends. Apparently, that wasn't enough for Darren because he started to stalk me. I cared about Darren as a friend but wanted the bad behavior to stop, so I offered to meet him in person. We met up and had a good conversation. Here we go. This is the best part. I told him I had no cash because the ATM wasn't working. He offered me $100 so I would have some cash in my pocket.
So if we met up...
Shut up! I'm talking to Bird.
Okay.
You know, I had a grandmother. She was very smart. Take your hands off the table and stand on your own two feet. Do you know what she used to say to me? Judy, sweetheart, if you tell the truth, you don't have to have a good memory. Now, that's something that both men and women have a problem with, but mostly men. If you tell the truth, you don't have to have a good memory. Now, you were just invited to adjudicate your case recently on the Judge Judy program, is that right? So it couldn't have been 5 years ago that you swore to this statement and signed it, right? And this statement that you signed clearly indicates that you met up and he handed you $100. You want to explain that to me?
Yes. Gonna talk if you're gonna let me talk.
I am gonna let you talk.
So, yes, me and Mr. Barilla known each other a total of 3 weeks.
No.
I don't remember that we have between me and him.
No, not calculating. I don't want you to calculate. You responded in an answer to the $100 claim of a loan by saying
you met. Yes, he did give me $100. I didn't respond to that.
Listen to me.
So that's really what it's about.
That's not what I'm asking you. I'm asking you about your story that you told me 5 minutes ago that he did in fact send it to be my MoneyGram. And in your answer that you swore to, you said he handed it to you. We had a good conversation, told him the ATM wasn't working. That's what you say. You're looking confused. That's what you swore to.
I am very confused.
That's what you swore to. You want to see?
No, I read it.
You read it. You read it and you signed it.
Correct.
Right. And you read it and you signed. When you read it and you signed it, I assume that you read it and signed it and didn't say, well, I'm going to go in there and lie to her.
No, because the point about it is he did give me the $100. I'm still contesting that.
No. If you said he did give me the $100, then we have no problem. You were very specific about how it came about.
Right.
I didn't have an ATM. He handed me the money. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? So when you get caught in a lie once, which, take your hands off the table. When you get caught in a lie once, the person who's listening to you is not about to believe anything else you say. Because the second part that we're going to, and it's the only other part we're going to, is about your damaged car. Now, I want you to tell me your version of how your car got damaged, because this I actually found interesting in his answer. So now I know my customers. Now I want you to tell me how your car got damaged.
Okay, well, before I go to that, I also have proof that he is being dishonest.
Listen to me.
Okay, the car.
I want to go to the damaged car. That's all we're going to do.
The car got damaged when I dropped the defendant off at the bus stop.
Bus stop was where?
The bus stop was in White Marsh, Maryland. So this was after he came down to my house to visit me in Maryland, which I had to pay for that whole trip.
This is a free America. You didn't want to pay, you wouldn't have paid. So he came down to Maryland and...
Came down to Maryland. I dropped him off at the bus stop so he could go back to New York. When he pulled his bag out of my car, I'm not sure if he did it intentionally or not, but he did it. He rubbed the bag against the side of my car and it caused a huge scratch on my car.
He rubbed his bag against the side of your car, causing a scratch.
It had wheels on it. Okay, sorry.
Oh, you people actually deserve each other. Let me read you what you wrote in your complaint.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
How long have you and the defendant been an item?
How long have me and him been a who?
How long have you and the defendant... She would be the defendant.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Darren Barilla says ex-boyfriend Diego Dixon owes for a loan and for damaging his car.
At the bus stop, he threw his luggage against the side of my car. That's what you wrote. Threw his luggage against the side of my car. Now let me tell you what Mr. Dixon wrote, equally as ridiculous. He says that you eventually grabbed his things and ran towards the car. I ran after him to get my stuff back. He resisted and ended up throwing my stuff against his car himself, thereby damaging his own car. That's what you wrote.
Correct.
And so I have a brush, I have a nothing, I have $100. I've had enough of you both. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $100 and goodbye. Thank you.
All right, this is our excuse. You may step out.
I feel like he misled me a lot. I feel like he's a liar.
I didn't mislead him. I told him day one I wasn't feeling him.
Just constantly asking for money, the way he showed up to court, everything. Just everything about him.
And I was straight up to the face, and that is for real.
Scrub, bum, those are the words.
Because that didn't happen in the beginning. Those feelings came afterwards when I noticed how messy him and his little Crayola friend was.
Well, actually, I did go out to the club with him, in which I paid for everything.
I think it's a mess. Me and my boy, he is not no bum. He is not broke.
Because he already cashed my poor brother out.
We have money. We go out all the time. We live the life. We in New York City.
I'm actually owed money through all of this, too, and that's why I don't think he should have been let off the hook like he did.
We're not broke. No time for that. He's crazy.
I feel like he's broke. He needs to get a job or something.
Well, he's a bum. He's broke.
Don't trust nobody. Don't send nobody no money.
He's just mad because he wanted something he couldn't have. Did you see him? He's a mess.
Make sure somebody is who they say they are before you meet them.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the Madam Hunter versus Cassell. Step forward.
19-year-old Tyler Hunter is suing his former landlord-to-be, LaTownsend Cassell, for the return of rent and for damage to his property.
Ms. Cassell, you were renting a room in your house. The defendant came, looked at the room. You both agree he gave you a deposit. That didn't work out. He wants his deposit back. That's what the case is about. So I have a couple of questions for you. I want you to tell me what kind of premises you live in.
I live in a two-bedroom townhome.
Do you own or rent?
I'm renting.
How long have you rented there?
Been about 3 months now.
When you rented the apartment from the landlord, did you have a signed lease?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a copy of your lease?
I do not.
Why not?
I just didn't think to bring it.
When you rented the apartment and you signed the lease, did you sign the lease alone?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you advise the landlord that you would be living there alone?
Yes, ma'am.
So your lease precludes you from subletting rooms in the apartment?
I didn't read it, but yes, ma'am.
It does.
Okay.
Because most leases, when you have a lease, says that you will be the only occupant of the apartment if you're going to be in the apartment by yourself, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And despite that, how did you advertise to rent this room?
On Craigslist.
So you knew you were breaching your lease when you did that. Now, when you advertised on Craigslist, the plaintiff came to look at the room.
Yes, ma'am.
When the plaintiff came to look at your room, someone else was in the room. I want you to tell me the name of the person who was in the room.
Excuse me?
When he saw the room, there was someone else in the room. Who were you?
A boyfriend.
Was he in the room?
No.
Okay. Let's start out with who was in the apartment other than yourself?
My boyfriend's brother.
What was he doing there?
Spending a week or two.
How much money did he give you?
Nothing.
How much money did you give her?
I gave her $300 for the deposit and $360 for the first month's rent.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about Tyler? Yeah, he gave me $300. He didn't give me
$360. He gave you $300 deposit and $360.
No, $300 for the deposit. He didn't give me $360.
I did give her $360.
Show me.
I have a signed agreement right here.
Stand up. I have questions for you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You gave her the deposit on when?
April 21st.
Well, why would you show me something where you withdrew $350 on April 10th?
Well...
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Tyler Hunter says, former landlord-to-be LaTownsend Cassell owes for the return of rent and for damage to his property.
Now, tell me your last name, please.
Gur.
How old are you?
26.
What do you do?
A distributor at Target.
How long have you and the defendant been an item?
How long have me and him been a who?
How long have you and the defendant? She would be the defendant.
How long have I been with her?
Yes.
Oh, for like going on 2 years now.
Who do you live with?
I live in Commerce, but I come back and forth to go to her house.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And you're not on the lease either, right?
No, ma'am.
Sit. Show me that you gave her $660.
Well, this was the signed agreement with her signature where she agreed that I would give her the deposit of $300 and I'll pay $360 per month.
He didn't pay it.
Shh. She agrees you gave her $300, but not the $360.
Exactly.
I want to see where you gave her $360.
Well, I also have bank statements showing where I withdrew money to give to her.
Just a second. I'm going to see everything he has. Because so far, despite the fact that it has not helped her at all, she's giving me pretty legitimate answers. All I want you to show me is your bank statement. And you got no receipt from her, I assume?
No, I have the signed agreement.
Which I signed when he gave me a deposit, but he didn't give me nothing to sign because he gave me no 360. And that's why he's not a resident there.
He's not a resident there because you can't have a resident there other than yourself.
Okay.
And you have him. He's a resident. And the landlord should be watching very carefully. Are you still living there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you're breaching the lease. Got a whole bunch of people parading in and out of that premises.
Your Honor, she was actually there when I gave her the 360.
When you brought your stuff and didn't have 360.
Listen to me. Don't speak.
Okay.
Well, you have a withdrawal. You saw the apartment on what date?
The exact date, I'm not sure of.
Well, think about it carefully.
Okay.
On what date did he see the apartment? Do you remember?
Approximately April 29th, I think. Somewhere around that time. If I'm not mistaken, I'm not sure.
I gave her my deposit on the 21st.
Well, 21st?
So it would have had to been a little
before
that.
You gave her the deposit on when?
The April 21st.
Well, why would you show me something where you withdrew $350 on April 10th?
Well, I mean, I was...
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What else do you want?
The money for my mattress, which was ruined because Tylan set it outside.
Oh, good. You want to speak? I'm dying to hear it. Let's go.
Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
All right. Now, $300 you get back. What else do you want?
I want my deposit back. I want my
What else do you want?
The money for my mattress, which was ruined because Tylan set it outside.
Oh, good. You want to speak? I'm dying to hear it. Let's go.
First of all.
Just a second. Did you put out his mattress?
Yes.
On
yes.
What date did you put out his mattress?
I don't know, ma'am. I seriously don't. But I didn't put his mattress out. He called me on the phone and asked me, because she wasn't there. He asked me to help him get his stuff. He wanted his stuff out since he didn't move. He wasn't even strong enough to get it, so I helped him get it out. I helped him get his refrigerator out and his mattress. It never got ruined, because as soon as I took it out the house, it went onto the back of the truck.
Believe you. Sit down.
Exactly.
Believe you.
He
you get back your $300. Bye. That's all.
No, thank
done.
You. Thank
Miss.
You.
Just threw it in the grass.
Thank you. Wait. Thank you, Judge Judy.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
They never showed up on time. Consistently lied.
How can I show up? I was at work and I told him that I was at work.
They never returned my calls. They told me dates that weren't true.
That once I get off of work that I will go. Something came up, I left.
They never let me move in that day.
He goes to my house with his uncle, starting a riot. I don't have time for that. I gotta go.
I saw him pay her both the deposit and the rent.
That's a lie.
And we never got both back.
Everything he said was a lie.
Just find more trustworthy people, I guess.
Never again. Just never again.